For many years, people in St. Paul, Minnesota supported themselves with jobs at a Ford Motor Company plant. Now that plant is closed and Ford is preparing to sell the property. The real estate could have a new economic life. It's in a quiet residential neighborhood and a scenic river bluff, an attractive property. But in today's real estate market, redevelopment may take time. Here's Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio.
It's not easy to make a 2-million-square-foot factory blend into its surroundings, but industrial architect Albert Kahn did. The plant's classical stone facade flows along a Mississippi River bluff. The red tile roof of the hydroelectric plant glows in the sunlight, and Tia Anderson, who lives near the plant in the Highland Park neighborhood, says this behemoth was scarcely a bother.
A lot of people don't even notice that it's there. I mean, it is sort of walled off almost physically from the rest of Highland. So a lot of people don't necessarily think about it day to day.
But they will soon, as Ford puts this prime piece of land in the heart of the Twin Cities metro up for sale. Hydropower and silica for glassmaking brought Henry Ford here a century ago, and today city officials hope the scenery and central location will attract someone with a new vision. As the last few Rangers rolled toward the exit this month, worker Steve Overby popped each hood to check the fit. Then he nudged the hinges with his mallet. Overby's job, using hand tools in a factory full of robots, is a throwback to the earliest days of automaking. On this very spot, his predecessors churned out Model Ts and Model As. Ken Muxlow started work at the plant in 1929 making seat cushions. In an oral history interview shortly before his death in 2000, he said those pre-union years were tough and unpredictable.
The line kept going no matter what. If you had to go to the bathroom, you had to go, and you had to catch up your job when you got back. They didn't give you any time.
The threat of losing defense contracts during World War II forced Henry Ford to negotiate with the United Auto Workers, and conditions slowly improved. The assembly lines produced tanks and armored cars. Post-war, it was Fairlane's station wagons and trucks. Now Ford has ended Ranger production and closed the plant, even though it's hiring again elsewhere. While tales of life on the line will remain for historians and former workers, the future of the 122-acre site lies with a developer, once Ford finds one. St. Paul Planning Director Cecile Bedore says the job losses are unfortunate, but the plant's closing offers a rare chance for a city with little empty land to do something ambitious.
What it does present is a really exciting opportunity to really realize a beautiful development that's really going to add to this community and the region. And really, our hope is to showcase how to do really good development.
What that might be is anyone's guess. Ideas range from light manufacturing to a data center in the old silica mine to housing. With the Mississippi River nearby, Bedore says attracting a green development is a priority. But defunct factory sites in gritty industrial suburbs have proven tough to sell. And even though this one is in a thriving residential neighborhood, University of St. Thomas real estate professor George Carvell says finding the right buyer could take years.
It's a great piece of property for retail, for single-family housing, for apartments, but just not today.
Crews will spend the next year demolishing the buildings. After that, they have to figure out how polluted the land is after 9 decades of manufacturing. Cleanup will likely take several more years, but by then, city leaders say they hope the economy will have finally caught up with their ambitions. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Paul.